This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the AA meeting.
Welcome.
What is up, you guys?
Oh, feels good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has.
But for you guys, it hasn't been any time at all.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Back at it. We've had a big couple weeks
since the last time we recorded. 2 weeks. Yep. We've done a lot.
Yeah.
And we're going to share it with all you guys.
Absolutely, we are.
We're on episode 79. Sorry to interrupt.
79, yeah, no, that's all right.
So next one's the big 80. We're basically GILFs.
Yeah, no, we are. Well, I mean, I feel like we have been for some time.
But I feel like that as well. But I wonder when our next big one's going to be. I feel like 80 should have been one, but we're not. We haven't planned it.
No, I think 100.
I think 100.
Yeah, keep them.
That'll be a massive one. We're going to have to do a massive one then.
I agree. I'm having a coffee, even though it's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of jealous though.
Just need some pep, you know? I just have no pep. The pep's gone. Pep's out the window.
Pep rally's out.
Pep's out.
But yeah, I think that we should just jump into it because we have a lot to talk to you guys about.
I think so too. Ah! There's the pep. All right. Let's roll the intro.
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
So, Abby, before we get into the Splendy stuff, like, how was your week aside from that festival?
I can't even remember the week before, to be honest. I think I just worked and did a lot of prep for Splendor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a lot I had to buy. We had to organize all of our outfits. Yeah. Like, it was just a lot of organization, I think, for Splendor. And then Splendor happened. And then really, like, we've only been back like one or two nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, there was the washing machine debacle.
True. I was not here for that.
Yeah. So you guys know, if you've been listening for a while, but we have regular fridge debacles. We've been through about 15 fridges in this house in the past few years. Just because, like, we're not supposed to have a fridge, you know?
Well, we just buy the $50 one. Like, we don't invest in it.
Yeah.
Fridge.
That is the problem. But the fridge we've got at the moment, how long have we had that for?
It's been more 9 months, maybe.
Oh, fuck me.
I think it's been a while.
That's pretty good.
No, there's no way it's been that long.
No.
Maybe 6 months.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Still, it's gone pretty strong, this one. But we've swapped out the fridge issues for washing machine issues by the sounds of things.
Yes.
So our washing machine, to be fair, we did buy it for $50 on Facebook Marketplace 5 years ago. So it probably should have died 5 years ago.
Yeah. It's done as well.
It's done really well. And like when I went on Facebook Marketplace to find a new one, there were none for $50.
Yeah.
Like that's really cheap. Anyway, it like shat itself pretty much. So Yaz and I went to pick up one from Facebook Marketplace and it was like, I won't get into it, but it was really eventful. Basically the guy was a really drunk man on crutches and I actually thought I was going to die there. And he was just really seedy and creepy. And like at one point I had my leg like under the garage door when we walked inside because I thought that he was going to close it on us. Like genuinely, I felt so unsafe. But we got the washing machine home. We had to get the old one out, which was a whole mish because it was full of water. We've got our fancy new washing machine and we were so excited about it, except for the fact that it doesn't work.
Yeah. And I wasn't updated with anything. I didn't even know that it broke. I didn't know that you guys went to buy a new one, like literally nothing until I saw your Snapchat story of Yasmin sweeping out the flooded floor.
In the laundry, yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite eventful. There was a spider in there at one point. Like it really was a big night. Anyway, so now we've kind of fixed the new washing machine today, which is why I'm sharing it with you guys because it is like an important part of my day. But every time we use the washing machine from here on out, it will flood the laundry.
Yeah, so it's like clean clothes, flooded laundry.
Yeah, we're lucky that our laundry isn't actually in the house. It's downstairs under the house.
It's down in the dungeon.
So it's kind of fine. Like we just get like a free...
We get a pool.
Floor, yeah, and like the floor gets cleaned every time we wash our clothes. So that's kind of good. Like, I guess we're just like reusing the water. But yeah, it's a bit of a mess down there. So other than that, though.
That sounds like a later problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Other than that, though, Splendy stuff.
Splendy stuff. So I'm sure that everyone's seen. We were viral.
Yes. If you haven't heard about Splendor in the
All over the news, everything.
Apparently global too. Like, I don't think it was just Australia. But if you haven't heard, I mean, I went to a music festival last weekend called Splendor in the Grass.
Which we'd had tickets for 2.5 years for. So it was supposed to be July 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But we bought the tickets in January 2020. Mm-hmm. And we've been waiting since then to go to this festival.
And this is like one of the biggest festivals in Australia. This was supposed to be their 20th year. Like it was a big event.
Yep.
We were so excited about it. And you know what? I still had a lot of fun.
Oh, I loved it.
Like, there's been a lot of backlash in the media about it. But like, we had freaking epic time.
So like the 2 weeks leading up, Byron was beautiful skies, sunny, everything. Then literally the day before we went to camp, it rained.
Yeah. Also, this is the first year that we've like camped properly too, like trust.
Yeah, we've never camped all together like that. Like, I've camped with Ella for falls and stuff, but like, we've never camped for Splendor.
Yeah, no. Like, so we've been in like the caravan.
Something
and stuff.
Goes wrong. Anyway, there was floods in the parklands like a couple months ago with the big Queensland like and Northern New South Wales floods.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the grounds just didn't recover from that. There was pouring rain. Basically, like, we were underwater.
Yeah.
By the second night.
It was full on. So we got there on the Thursday and it had been like raining on and off all day. It was really overcast. We were a bit worried about it. We got there and as we're driving in, like, people are getting bogged trying to get into their camp. Site like it was full on. We got out of the car, the rain hadn't hit yet
and we were on grass, so we were like, because we'd already seen Snapchats and like TikToks of people in mud and we're like, oh, we're on the grass, we'll be fine.
The rain was holding off. We were like, okay, let's quickly set up this tent while the sky's clear. Literally 5 minutes into it starts
I kid you not,
bucketing.
We literally got the tent out of the cover and got the pegs out and laid it on the floor. Pouring rain.
Like torrential.
Yeah. And you can't set up the inside part of the tent when it's wet because then it's all going to be wet in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So at one point, because there was five of us, at one point the four girls were on the outside trying to pitch the tent in the torrential rain and wind. I was inside the tent with towels, the only dry towels we had, trying to like soak up the water as it came in because like it was like pooling in there. But we got it done. We did.
We did it. The first night was a bit rough. It was like crazy wind, crazy rain. I thought we were going to die in that tent. Like, I didn't really sleep because I was so scared. And I remember my mum texted me and she's like, are you all warm and dry? And I remember texting her back saying, yes and yes, when we're all like huddled in the center of the tent, like shivering and drenched. Like, I thought that we were literally going to die. Like, I thought that a gazebo was going to fly up and like land on us or something. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, I just remember like waking up and the whole tent is like, da-douche, da-douche,
yes, da-douche. Moving like, oh. So if scary. We weren't in there, like if we were out at the festival that night, like, our tent would have been gone, I reckon, because we did not pitch it well.
No. I'm really surprised it held up the whole weekend because, like, a lot of people – well
– no, we took it down.
For the parts that we had it up because, like, a lot of people were posting photos of their tent and their gazebo literally in pieces, like broken in pieces. Yeah. So we must have done a decent job.
We did okay, I guess. But first night – that was first night. Next day it was, like – wasn't raining, was it?
Was in the morning.
In the morning, right. And there was mud everywhere, but we were keen. It was the actual first day of the festival.
We were so excited.
So excited.
Spirits were high.
So high. Like, we all got ready together, did our makeup, helped each other with our makeup. We actually did our makeup in the tent because it was, like, raining, actually. And then, like, we all were getting our outfits, getting photos, and we went and pre'd with some of Amy's friends. And we all get ready to go in and watch the first main act.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it's just, like, chaos.
Yeah. Well, I remember walking in because the boys were supposed to start at 1:30.
Yeah.
And we kind of took a bit to get our shit together. So we got in there at 1:45 and we walked into the stage and there were people everywhere.
Where are the boys?
Yeah. But there was no one on the stage. But they still had music playing, which I think is the part that's why everyone was like, oh, maybe they're just late. Like, I thought something was just wrong with the band.
Me too. I thought they were just late.
Yeah. And then we're all standing there, we're waiting, and the security guard like walks out on stage and he's like shaking his head and we're like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, I think that was the part that was so frustrating. There was no communication. But they didn't tell us.
Like, get on a megaphone.
Yeah.
Over the whole festival.
And like, it's not like, were there acts on that morning? Because this is like halfway through the day. They start at like 10 a.m., don't they? So had people been performing in the morning?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Because, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, the whole thing was just a bit bizarre. But then in the end, Splendor posted a thing while we were standing there saying that the first day had been cancelled.
Had been cancelled. As advised from like SES and like the fire brigade and stuff like that. Because it was just too dangerous. Which like the mud, like I get that it would have been really dangerous in the amp because that's just like a literal pool.
Yeah, yeah. And there's no way they could open
it. A couple years ago, like I went to Splendor when it was all muddy, and that was a year that like people were like breaking bones and like literally being critically injured because of all the mud. So they called off the festival, but the mud was the best it was the first day.
Yeah, and as soon as they announced it, the rain stopped.
Yep, sun shining. Anyway, literally, you know how like I was getting ready today and Jude FaceTimed me?
Mm.
Jude was like, oh my God, hey, how was Splendor? And I was like, oh yeah, it was all right. And he goes, do you know that I FaceTimed you? And I was like, what? And then apparently when we were all lining up for the Smirnoff tent, Jude FaceTimed me.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I didn't remember it until he just said it. And I was talking, showing Jude to everyone. Apparently, Jude goes, hey, Abby, are you okay? Because he heard about Splendor being cancelled. And I literally, apparently I looked at him. I'm like, I'm drunk and I'm crying.
That's a mood.
So, guys, I cried. Well, okay. So, like, what happened was no one knew that it was going to be cancelled. And I was on the phone to my boyfriend. And apparently he was like, oh, there's no buses coming. Like, the buses aren't coming. They're cancelled, blah, blah, blah. Grounds. And then, like, everyone else is yelling, oh, it's cancelled, it's cancelled. And I was just so overwhelmed. And then Yaz was trying to feed me all the information so I could tell it to Connor.
Yeah.
But then, like, everyone was talking at once and I was just like, no festival? And I just started crying.
Because also that first day, like, because there was no communication, we all thought that they were saying that the whole thing was canned.
Yes.
Like, it didn't occur to me.
Well, are we packing up the tent? Yeah. Like,
And we'd just been through this like horrible 24 hours of like trying to set shit up in the rain. And then we'd been
looking forward to this for 2.5 years. Anyway, I literally remember like looking at the ground so that my tears could fall on the ground and not like ruin my makeup in case an artist decided to come out, you know?
That's so funny. Yeah. But we made the most of that.
Got pissed.
Yeah.
We went straight to like all the bars, like the Smirnoff tents, like everything. I went and got food. I got a fat feed. I got Goslame and chips. Yum.
Yeah.
We and did what we could.
They still had, like, all of the main stages were closed, but the world stage, which is, like, the little stage, was still open, and they had a few little bands play there, which, like, I understand the amphitheatre needed to close. Like, there's no way they could have people there. But some of those other stages, like, they might as well have kept them open because every single person
was at world stage
because everyone just wanted to see live music.
Yeah.
Like, which is so great for those little acts that, like, this is going to be so great for them. But I feel like they could have kept like one dangerous. Or two other.
They should have just canned the whole day. No live music.
Yeah.
Anyway, then it was like, so like no one knew what was going on. Like the next day, it was kind of bad. Like we weren't told anything from Splendor, but I'm sure that they were trying to wait and get the go ahead from others. But like no one knew anything on Saturday, and we just had to like try and like, I don't know. We were just like, should we get ready? And we were just, okay. So we were just like, let's get ready and let's just pretend that like we're going ahead with it. That's going to be the plan. And so like, did we sleep in the tent that night? No.
No.
So that was the night. So we came back from watching the live music and stuff on the Friday night. And our tent was under the water. Like Yasmin and I came back and our tent was underwater. And we were lying in the tent because we went back before you guys. And I felt itchy in there. Yaz found like 3 spiders in there.
Oh my God.
And we were like, this is not safe. Like we're literally underwater. Like there's no way we can sleep in this for another like 4 nights.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we had to pack all the shit in the cars. And then we're like, where are we going to sleep? We're like, oh, we're going to have to sleep in the cars. But because all of our shit was packed in the cars, like the tent and everything was packed in there, we literally had to sleep in like a fetal position for like the next three nights.
That's terrible. Apparently Montana was, because our friend Montana who came with us, we had her car and we had Yaz's car, and she was sleeping in the driver's seat.
Hands on the wheel and legs up around the wheel, straddling the wheel, head back. I remember like, because you know how Yaz's car was in front of Mon's? I remember pulling my suitcase down and looking out the back, being like, are the girls awake? And Mon's like in that position, that's head back.
So funny.
I'm like, that's a mood.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so like we had interest, like we didn't sleep really. Mm. Like I had like 3 hours max sleep every night. But all for the vibes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all fun, really.
Yeah. So then the Saturday as well, we had no campsite. It felt like we were like in the middle of a natural disaster. Like it looked like a cyclone had gone through because we had nothing.
Yeah, no.
Like, and there was tents around us, but like we had a lake.
Yeah.
And like we were sitting in the cars and like we literally had to do our makeup in the cars with all of our shit, like pre in the cars. Like, yeah.
The whole place though looked like a war zone. Like you'd walk around and there'd be like tents underwater and there'd be like broken tent poles in piles.
It literally felt like
it was a mess.
It was we were stranded on an island.
The people who had the best idea were those people with the little like hire camper vans because they were like sweet. But yeah, we had nothing. We had a gazebo, but with a dirty trestle table underneath. But then we'd put the chairs in the car, and then we had a couple of bags of old towels that we were just going to throw away because there was no way we would be able to save them, and that was our campsite.
That was our whole campsite.
How tragic. But yeah, we got ready on the Saturday because like I remember thinking, even if acts don't go ahead, like the Smirnoff tent and stuff will be open again, so like we can just go get drunk again. But then we got the message. We weren't fully ready yet, were we?
I think we were like mid getting ready.
Yeah. And Splendor announced that day two was a go ahead.
Day two was a go, and the vibes just
lifted.
You could feel it in the air.
Yeah.
Not just our group, like everyone.
Everyone. Yeah. Yeah. And because you're in a huge campsite with like every other person who's camping.
Yeah,
like,
hundreds and
probably thousands. Who've all just gone through exactly the same last 48 hours. It was a good moment. It was special.
The morale was high.
Yes,
it was. Morale was high. It was. And the girls and I were saying that like with everything that happened to us, we so could have easily like had a massive fight or like had like a shit time, but we all just, I don't know how, we all just kept a really positive attitude.
Yeah.
And like we were all nice to each other and we just like kind of worked together.
Yeah.
Like I feel like all it took was one negative Nancy.
Yeah. If like one person had been
bad
shitty,
apple to rot the whole fruit basket. Yeah.
No, it was good. It was one of those like if you don't laugh, you'll cry kind of situations.
Yeah, exactly.
So we just kept laughing.
I know. And I remember sitting there, no, actually like standing there because there was nowhere to sit in the mud. Being like, guys, I'm never fucking camping again. Like, I can't do this.
The whole weekend, Abby's like, should we go get an Airbnb?
But like as a joke.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There was no way to get out.
Like,
I know.
You didn't really have a choice.
Yeah, anyway, so then Saturday hit. We all got drunk. We had a great time. We watched Jack Harlow, which was life-changing. We almost died in that mosh, though.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a couple of assholes around us and whatever. But, like, it was still fun. Jungle Giants were that day.
Jungle Giants was awesome.
They were one of the best acts of the whole weekend.
And that was kind of like we watched the chats, but, like, not really because we all kind of, like, got a drink or went to the toilet or whatever. I feel like Jungle Giants, we were all together watching the first set of Splendor and that just, like, felt really good.
The sun was out.
Sun was shining.
Yeah. Everyone's been saying like that the Jungle Giants were playing like headliners, and it's true. Like I think that they performed better than some of
the main acts. They could have been the headliners.
I think they should.
Because also, I don't know if you heard this, the dude in the Strokes, the main dude that night, apparently obliterated drunk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was terrible and he left the stage.
Ooh.
And apparently all the other band members were like doing this like I don't know thing with their arms because they're like, I don't know where he's gone, but he was just so fucking
drunk.
Went
to Chuck Chunder.
I don't know, but he left.
Oh god, yeah, because we only watched the first two songs of theirs and then went to get food. Did we? We went right to the very, very top, remember?
Oh yeah, and then we were like, we're not really fans of the show.
No.
But Jungle Giants literally could have headlined that festival. Yeah,
I think they should have.
Yeah.
They were one of my favourite acts of the whole weekend.
Oh, we forgot to mention that the Friday night, all the acts that were cancelled, like the main acts, pretty much all of them went to the Byron Hotel and played live at the Byron Hotel.
Yeah. Which
is pretty fucking cool.
It is cool, but like because of that, the only people that really suffered were the campers because we couldn't get out to like – If we had been in Airbnb, we could have gone and watched
it. It felt like we were in lockdown. I was like, we can't leave.
Yeah.
And we didn't know if the next day was going to go ahead. So we were stuck there.
Yeah. And there were Ubers and stuff running, but it was $300 to get to Byron in an Uber or something stupid. So it just wasn't worth the time.
But Saturday was really, it was fun.
It was a good day.
And we crashed. We went to bed so late, I remember. And yeah, we fully crashed. Then next day, waking up a bit rusty, same thing. Sun is shining actually the whole day.
It was a beautiful day.
It was a cracker of a day. Got drunk. We got ready. Sunday was the best day for me. Even though Jack Harlow was probably my favorite act, Sunday was my favorite day.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a couple of really good. Holly Humberstone played on Sunday, and she was the one that I was looking forward to. My God, she was amazing. I have to show you my videos. Okay. Have I told you about her set yet? She did the whole thing herself. It was just her, no band. And she had three little sets with three microphones. One was her and a microphone and a keyboard. One was a microphone and her guitar. And then one was a microphone and the synth sound thing. And she did the entire set herself. That's no so backing cool. track. Sung the whole thing. Her voice is better in person. She was amazing. I was actually standing there and I was I'm pretty sure we're supposed to be friends. Do you ever get that feeling?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah.
Well, you see a famous person and you're I'm supposed to be friends with you.
Yeah, we're so similar.
Yeah, so I don't know her personally, but I just I got the vibe. I was standing there and I was you and I are soulmates. So Holly Humberstone, if you're listening, I really want to be friends with you, please. Thank you. Cheers.
But yeah, I just love on the Sunday, we all kind of made a decision that we're staying in the amp for the night.
Yeah.
And you better have had dinner, had a wee, got all your grog because we're not leaving the amp because we're going to be in the mosh for the rest of the night.
Mm.
So I was with Connor and his friends and it was actually so funny. It was 7:28 and I get a call from Amy being hey, we just got to the amp. We're at R16 and we're at 04, which is the complete opposite side.
Well, you messaged first saying that you were at R. Because so we were all the way over. I'm sorry.
And then we went to the mosh. Yeah. Anyway. And then Amy's where are you guys? I'm oh my God, we're in the mosh. Digimon started in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I was we're right in the mosh. Look for Connor's hair because he's really tall. I was just look for him.
Somehow we did it.
Anyway, literally, I'm looking at the clock. It's it turns 7:30. The lights go down.
Mm.
And Digimon's about to start. And Connor has one of those, he got Snapchat up and wrote Amy on it. And all I see is Ella's face coming straight towards her. I have no idea how you guys did that.
I don't know either. There was thousands of
people.
Because remember, first Connor had the flashlight going and I was strobe it. Yeah. And then I hear you going, on, off, on, off, on, off. And so we saw that. And then I was behind the girls and I was on the phone to you, giving them instructions. And then I saw my name Amy.
I saw my name in lights. Yeah. And then we were all together for Duke Dumont.
Mm-hmm.
We were all together for Liam Gallagher.
Oh, which, by the way, can we talk about him for a second? I've never seen such an arrogant performer in my life. And I know that that's his vibe.
It's rock and roll vibe.
He's one of those classic party, have sex, get drunk, rock and roll, bro.
Yeah.
But and Dad was saying that apparently, I think we're a bit young for this, but apparently in his prime, when Oasis was a thing, because it was him and his brother and they hate each other's guts, there'd be every week it was a video on the news of them beating each other up in the street. They would just have punch-ons in the street and anyway, but the set started and it was videos of his performances and then describing words across the screen and it was legend, icon, amazing. I'm standing there going, surely he's not doing that about himself. Surely this is leading to something. Anyway, and then he walks out with his fucking tambourine thing and his whole entourage of 15 bloody bandmates.
Yeah, why do you need that many people on stage?
Yeah. And then the whole time.
We were joking that surely people just snuck on stage and pretended to play an instrument because there was just too many people on stage. There was 15 so people many. On stage.
It was nuts. Anyway, and he was playing all of his own music, which is fine.
I don't know it.
But I didn't know any of it and neither did anyone around us. But we were trying our best to get into it. You
we're
know,
all swaying.
Yeah. Anyway, the last two songs he played were Wonderwall and Champagne Supernova. And he turns around before Wonderwall and goes, starts berating the audience and is like, oh, you guys are so boring, like blah, blah, blah. Fine, here's Wonderwall, blah, blah, blah.
Did he? I don't even remember him doing that.
As if he was angry at us. And I was like, you know that every single person at this festival that's primarily 20-year-olds.
And they're here for Wonderwall. Yeah. And like, it'd be different if it was a concert, like if we were paying to watch him.
Yeah, that's
different. But like, you just happen to be here playing at the Amp right now.
And it's 90% our demographic.
Yeah.
Like, he knows that he doesn't have many... He'd have to know that there aren't that many Liam Gallagher fans who are in their 20s.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he cracked the shits and was like, oh, fine, here's Wonderwall, and sung it. And, like, obviously it went off, but, like, he made it so – anyway, whatever. I wasn't a fan of him.
We had a good moment, though. Do you remember at Wonderwall? Like, I was like, guys, come in. And we all put our arms around each other and we were all cuddling.
Yeah, that was cute.
So cute.
And Champagne Supernova was good too, but I just didn't rate him much as a performer. But then everyone I've said that to since has been like, yeah, but that's him. Like, that's his whole vibe. So whatever, good for him, I guess. He's made a big career for himself. So
yeah, he has. And then last to close the whole of Splendor was Tyler, the Creator, which was, like, life-changing.
Holy shit. He was, I mean... I don't know. I, like, hit a wall before Tyler came out, but, like...
Me too. I was so done, and we were so far in the mosh. Yeah. I was like, we're not getting out of here. Like, we're going to be stuck here for another 2 hours. Yeah. But, like, holy fuck, that's how you close a festival.
Yeah, he was insane.
I've never seen a, like... someone perform like that ever.
No, such high energy. He like danced the whole time, but like not just dance, like he was like having fits up there. Like,
yeah, it was going wild. Crazy. And like all of his transitions between his songs and like him talking to the crowd, like he was insane. I'm so glad that we all, because I was kind of on the vibe of like, I'm tired. Yeah. I don't, because I only know a couple of his songs.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't mind if I miss it. And then like Connery and his friends, because the whole bus debacle, they were like, oh, we might want to leave before Tyler so we can get a bus, blah, blah, blah. But I'm so glad that we all stayed.
Yeah, I was the same, because like I could name the 3 songs of Tyler's. Yeah. And he only played 2 of them, you know?
Yeah,
like,
literally.
But he was just really good to watch, and the set was amazing. And he had fireworks on stage.
Fireworks, flames, everything.
It was insane.
At one point, we got caught in the middle of 2 mosh circles.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to die.
Kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, true.
like everyone's like pushing back, and I was like, oh, fuck, here we go. Because I remember like past Splendors where they've done that, and it's been really dangerous to be like near it. But it was so anticlimactic. I was literally standing there. I was like, yeah, good job, boys. Well done. Far out.
But yeah, that's. Like, if he didn't play, like, I feel like if he didn't play, I would have thought Splendor, not wasn't worth it, but, like, what we did in those 2 days wasn't enough.
Yeah.
You know? Like, because we missed the Friday and, like, because we had such a shit time, I would have been, like, that kind of outweighed everything else. But, like, because of him, he's fully, like, tipped the scales for me.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, I wasn't that impressed with the lineup this year, like compared to other Splendors, usually it's like
headlining. Like, I wasn't the biggest fan,
but most of the acts that I really, really wanted to see were on that Friday. So when that got cancelled, I was like, oh, like this kind of sucks. Like, the rest of it, there were like 2 or 3 that I was excited to see, but it was good that like things like Tyler the Creator, who like I would never ever pay to go to his show because it's just not like who I
now I would though, now that I know that that's what he does,
But yeah, no, there's been a lot of shit in the media about it, but like we had a good time, and I know that we were really lucky. Like, we got in before the issues with
the car lineup. Yeah,
people were waiting to get in for 15 hours or something stupid. We didn't have to deal with the bus situation because we were camping. Yes, we flooded, and yes, the mud was a mess and whatever,
but we like, had gumboots. Like, we were prepared.
Tell my gumboot story.
But
we I think had like a better experience than most people, I'm really grateful for.
And I think that's also because of our morale. And we just had such high spirits because it was our first one in so long. I feel like if there was no COVID and we had consecutive Splendors, we might have kind of thrown a bit of a hissy.
Yeah, that's true. The thing with the gumboots, so everyone had been talking about how, you got to bring gumboots, And I tried some on at a Big W like 2 weeks before, and I was like, oh no, like I'll have time to go somewhere else. Like, I know they'll be cheaper at Kmart. So silly. Everywhere it's sold out.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I bought gumboots. That's all you wore, guys. Like, not even Docs.
No. Some of us did. So the morning we went into Splendor, we stopped at Bunnings to get 2 more camp chairs, and they didn't have any gumboots except for like huge ones for $80. $5 or the little kiddie size ones.
Yeah.
And so I bought the biggest size in the kids ones I could get, but they were still too small for me. I wore them, I think, for like the first day, but they were so painful. It literally felt like that, like, Chinese feet binding thing. Like, it was so painful. So by day two, I was like, I think I just need to wear my Docs, and like, I'm going to put garbage bags on them so I don't ruin them. But like, I can't wear those gumboots.
But guys, this mud, like, some of it, it's like in the TP Forest, comes up to your mid calf.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
like, it was insane.
Which for me is about kneecaps.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So day two, I was like, I'm going to wear my Docs. I put garbage bags on them. It lasted from getting from our campsite to our friend's campsite for pre's before I started collecting mud and water in the bags. So I took them off, and then I was like, stuff it. I'm just going to be careful and like try not to go in like the deep mud parts. Maybe I'll make someone carry me, and I'm just going to have to tough it out in my Docs.
I saw some people, we should have thought of this. Some people duct taped the Docs to themselves all the way up their calf.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I did see that after, and I was like, it's too late for me. Anyway, so I ended up wearing my Docs, and they were trashed, like covered in thick layers of mud, because it would like,
like clay almost.
Yeah, because it would dry, and then I'd like try and clean it off, but it would still have some left, and then I'd get more mud, and that would stick to the old mud. And so like by the last night, I was carrying them around, and they would have been like 15 kilos or something. Like, they were so heavy. But on the Saturday night, we were up on the hill watching, waiting for Glass Animals to come out, who, by the way, were really good as well.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about that.
And I was like sending a video to my parents of my Docs, because I had a skirt on that day too. So I had mud all up my legs.
I had
my
skirt on that day too. I had mud everywhere.
Disgusting. And because I had the flash on, this bloke turns around, this British man, and he's like, do you want some gumboots, love? And I was like laughing. I was like, ha, very funny. Like,
yeah, because no, Amy had been trying to get gumboots all weekend.
Yeah, and because like apparently somewhere at Splendor was selling them. Somewhere in the festival for 75 and somewhere in the campgrounds for 40, but we couldn't find them. They would have probably sold out by the time I got there anyway. Anyway, and so I was like, haha, very funny. Like, I think it's a bit late for me. Anyway, he pulls out these red polka dot gumboots, and he's like, no, my girlfriend's been trying to get rid of these all weekend. Like, we don't need them. Just take them. Just take them. And I swear to God, I could have cried. Like, that was the best moment of Splendor.
That was
for
like
me.
That's like such good karma. Like, yeah, your angels are watching over you.
Such a, I really do wish it had have been 24 hours earlier, but you can't. Beggars can't be choosers. Yeah. Anyway, so I wore the gumboots for the rest of the weekend, and they were like cheap, shitty ones, so they were so uncomfortable. My feet still hurt, but my Docs are ruined, and I had to throw them out.
Yeah.
Which is a real shame.
It is a shame.
But I told Mum when I got back that I'm asking Santa for Docs for Christmas, because we have Lost Paradise a few days later. So I have a few days to break them in.
That's true. Ooh, yep. Breaking in Docs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So we're going to be camping at Lost Paradise.
Yes. Yeah. But it should be hot then. So like,
should be. I'm still bringing Docs. I'm going to bring gumboots in case.
Idea. Yeah, I wonder what scarred. The grounds are like.
It was actually like, I loved Splendor, but I was kind of traumatized. Yeah, I literally felt like we were victims of it. And it sounds so stupid because we're at a music festival, but like, we had no home.
Yeah.
We were sleeping in a car. We had nowhere. It was just.
It was full on. It was a big few days. Like, even just walking around now with like dry feet.
Normal shoes on. Yeah. And not having the heavy of the mud.
Yeah. And I think like we were saying, it's good that. Yes, the mud and stuff was awful and the weather was awful, but it wasn't that cold, which was good. Like, we pretty much just had, like, a jumper on at night and we were okay. Oh, we were also lucky, like, speaking of, you know, not having to have the buses and the big lines and whatever, our campsite was right next to some portaloos.
Oh, yeah.
Which was good. And they were cleaned every day, and every time you flushed, it had, like, antiseptic.
It was, like, blue water. Flush water. Yeah. So, like, it was sterile. I mean, by the last day, they were pretty charred.
They were.
But, like, they kept cleaning them, which was great.
Yeah, and compared to the rest of the festival, was all long drops.
Yeah.
Which on day one is fine. Day four of long drops.
It's like a literal mountain. You're literally weeing or doing number twos on a literal mountain on everyone else's number ones and number twos and toilet paper.
It's
and, like, foul. You see so many logs in there.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't look.
No, but, like, it's hard not to because, like, you've got to aim.
Yeah.
Like, it's really actually
I feel like it's easier for a girl because you can just squat and hold. But if for a boy, you got to aim and you probably just have to aim on a log.
But see, my issue was the long drop seat is like a bit too high for my legs. So, like, squatting, I would squat, but like, I had to really focus on what I was doing. So I had to look at the logs.
Yeah.
because otherwise I would miss.
Yeah. But our friend made the mistake of looking at the log for too long.
Montana, the same one who was driving in her sleep.
Yeah.
We just had a full meal. Like, we were hungry and we'd gone and we had a full meal. She had a big thing of Singapore noodles.
And she
noodles.
Was hungry. I remember all of Sunday she was like, let's get me a drink. Let's get me some food.
Yeah. But she made the mistake of looking at someone else's log and she vomited up her Singapore noodles. So that's a bit of a shame, isn't it?
And then
it?
She had to wee on top of her vomit.
Everyone in there next is looking at logs, wee, toilet paper, and vomit.
I think she said that she saw someone else's vomit on a log as well.
Oh, that's
and
so
that's
gross.
Why she vomited.
And it's not like she was that drunk. Like, she'd only had like two drinks all day.
I literally lost it. Poor mom.
So funny. And she was in there for so long. And Ella and I are at the front going, what is she doing? I could see her feet. I was like, she's alive. Like, what's she doing? Anyway, she walks out looking rough. And she's like, I just saw someone's log and I was really sick.
Yeah.
So funny. Poor girl.
Anyway. So we thought that we'd kind of keep with the Splendor theme, but throw in a little AA spice.
Mm-hmm.
We love talking about our icks.
Yeah, we do.
TikTok does not love when we talk about our icks, but gets us the views.
And we don't give a heck, really.
So. Yeah. So we thought that we'd combine it and do some icks we saw at Splendor Festival.
Yeah, I love it.
People walking around in the mud in either bare feet or thongs.
Yeah.
Biggest ick.
Yeah. I just don't understand why. Why?
Why?
Because, like, getting the mud out from – even, like, with my Docs, I would step in the mud and it would seep in.
Yeah.
Like, trying to get the mud out from between my toes
was
impossible, even with the baby wipes.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine if it was, like, actually your whole foot. I don't want to think about it anymore. Icks. Every time you see someone come out of the long drop and you know for a fact they've just added to the pile and done some damage in there.
Quite similar to that. This actually happened to me. Like, I opened the door to a portaloo. I would always like look in and make sure that there was toilet paper, and there wasn't toilet paper in that one. And I like closed the door and there was a dude behind me with a roll of toilet paper, and he was like, oh, there's no toilet paper in that one. So I went and got some toilet paper. And I was like, oh, okay, like, you go. And then he goes, maybe you go. And I was like, oh.
That's kind.
I was like, can I have some toilet paper? And he gave me toilet paper. I was like, no, you go. Because I didn't put two and two together that, like, boys don't use TPs for number one,
that's
you know?
That's true.
And then he was like, no, I insist, you go.
Well, that's nice of him at least.
Yeah. And then, like, the fact that he, like, needed to go to the toilet and then turn around and went, got toilet paper and then came back.
Yeah.
And, like, anyway, funny. Ick when someone does a poopy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, just be backed up.
Yeah. Yuck. I thought you were going to say there were a few times where people forgot to lock their portaloos.
Yeah.
And you'd open the door and it's just someone taking a fat dump and you're like,
yeah, they're just sitting there. And especially when it's a boy. I opened it on a boy once and we both knew, because boys stand to wee mostly. Yeah. Like,
that's so funny.
Fat shit. An ick is just like watching people slip.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, do you not have control of your center of gravity?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
Those boys in the Jack Harlow mosh who were just like
just
high as a kite.
Like,
I'm all for you having fun, but don't be an asshole.
Control yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they were just so rude. And, like, I think at first they were trying to hit on us and then we shut them down and then they got, like, defensive.
They got annoyed. And then we kept saying, like, get the fuck away from us and stuff, and they just weren't taking the hint.
Yeah, and then remember at one point one of them turned around and he was like, you could never get anyone like us. And I was saying, I was like, fucking thank God for that, bro. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, they were an ick. Disgusting. They were a big ick. Oh, and ick is like you look at someone because you're talking to them, but maybe you're not that close with them, so you can't – you don't feel like you're on that level to be like, you got something in your teeth, you got something on your face. Specifically happened to me – I said hello to someone, like some of Eshwin's friends – and they had mud on their face.
Oh, no.
And I literally got the ick. And I was like, I can't tell you have mud on your face because that's so embarrassing for you. So I'm just going to leave it there.
Or who was it?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I got the ick with myself on the first day when we went to scan our tickets to get our wristbands. And mine wasn't working for so long. And the girl was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what it is. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I was like, no, that's okay. But it turns out I was just showing her my 2019 ticket instead of my 2022.
They probably thought you were trying to do a sneaky.
Yeah. And the manager came up and she literally looked at it. She was like, that's not this ticket. And I was like, what are you? Sorry, I'm just giving you a second. How embarrassing. I have the ick.
How embarrassing. Ick is drunk crying at a festival.
Yeah. I didn't do that, did you? Yeah, actually, I didn't cry all weekend.
No way.
And I've gotten into the habit of crying every time I get drunk. So so that's a big step for
Maybe
me.
Maybe because you were drinking vodka.
That's true. And, oh, I had a lot of tequila, which is, yeah, upper. That's probably why.
Yeah. Okay, this might be kind of mean and controversial, but I get the ick when people, like, not us, not any of us, but when people, like, try too hard for their outfits.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Specifically girls. It's not more of an ick. It's more of a, I don't know. But, like, when they have the full, like, when they have body glitter and yeah. then, like, the full festival set, mm. but, like, not, like, a cute one, like, what's a cute one? Like, Montana was wearing a cute yeah, set. Yeah. Not like that. Like a full out, like, tutu.
Yeah.
And things
yeah.
like that. Like, they wear it legitimately.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of gives me the ick.
Oh, my God. At Splendor, it probably wasn't worth it, like, because everything got ruined. Like, yeah. everything you wore got ruined. But no, I know what you mean. I mean, go all out, I guess. I just, those things are so expensive. Those little like sequin sets and stuff. Yeah. And you literally can only wear them once.
I know.
Like you couldn't wear that to the shops. I mean, you could, but you'd get some weird looks.
You would. Oh, I got the ick from myself when I was wearing a poncho.
Yeah, the ponchos weren't very attractive.
Really. Yeah. You got to do what you got to do though. Yeah. Like gumboots and a poncho, biggest ick ever.
Yeah.
Like I was kind of glad that my boyfriend didn't come in the first day because I feel like he would have got the ick looking at me in a poncho and gumboots.
Actually, yeah, I got the ick with myself with my kid gumboots on. They were bright purple.
Yeah, the purple ones. Oh, well, to be fair, but the pink ones weren't much better.
Oh, yeah, my reds. Yeah, red I didn't ones, give a heck sorry. By that day though. Having to baby wipe yourself in the back of the car is an ick.
Just even like, yeah, living in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. there was no way that we could be clean.
No. I remember thinking, I don't think I'll ever be clean again. I had to use body wash 3 times my first shower after Splendor.
Yeah, I remember. I could still smell myself. Afterwards, I came out of the shower and Mum was like, do you feel better? And I'm like, not really. Yeah, I need, like, 3 more of those. Because, like, this is kind of gross, guys, and we didn't tell you this before, but we didn't shower the whole time.
Yeah, no.
So I think it was, like, something like 5 or 6 days we didn't shower.
Yeah. There were showers in the campgrounds, but apparently there'd only be hot water until about 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And then the lineup was like 2 hours long. Like there literally was no point. The baby wipes really did help though. Like you would always feel fresh after a baby wipe.
Yeah, but like I was trying to wipe my pits, tits and naughty bits and just like it wasn't good. It wasn't working.
Yeah. Do you have any other icks?
I don't think so.
Shit you don't understand. Mm-hmm. Okay. Today I'm guessing... Why does champagne make you drunk faster than every other alcohol? Because I feel like half a glass of champagne.
No, you feel it on the first sip.
Yeah.
Not you, like.
Straight to your head.
Me as well.
But I feel like I could have 3 body sodas before I.
Feel it. I love champagne drunk.
Mm.
You it just is a feel fun drunk. So. I feel giggly. I giggle and I'm giddy and I'm like, ha! On champagne. Love it.
I agree. Okay, my first guess is. Is it something to do with, like, how do they even make champagne? Wine is fermented grapes, isn't it?
Yes.
So is champagne...
Oh, not... Oh, it is not fermented. It's just aged. And then you know how they stand on the grapes?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's kind of like... maybe it's kind of like a soda stream. Like, it, like... Is it... Is wine... No, is champagne just carbonated wine or are they different things? No, because you can have sparkling wine. How is that different?
I don't know what the difference between champagne and wine is, personally. More like, why does champagne make you drunk faster rather than what is in champagne to make you drunk faster?
Okay.
It's like, why does it make you drunk faster?
Do you have to cure champagne? Like, it does it age like wine?
Oh, I think good ones do. I know my parents have, like, a bottle of Dom Perignon that they've had for years and apparently it just gets better the longer they leave it.
Right. Okay. So is it something to do with, like, whatever champagne's made of, it must, like, ferment? But then, like, whiskey, you have to let that cure too. But I can't say I drink whiskey, so I don't know how that affects me, to be honest. Is it something to do with, like, how, because it's aged, there's like a certain bacteria growing in it or something?
No, but that would be cool if that was correct.
Okay.
Try to think of, like, what's the difference between champagne and everything else?
It's bubbly.
Yeah, go with that then.
Okay. The bubbles are just little air particles. And because you drink it, it's like drinking oxygen, and it makes you dizzy because you've got a shot of oxygen.
You've got so much that you breath.
Didn't know. Yeah, that you didn't breathe in.
You're on the right track.
Am I?
It's not with the oxygen though.
It's not oxygen in the bubbles?
No.
Is it alcohol in the bubbles?
I assume so. Well, I mean, it would be a mix of it, but it's not because of the extra oxygen you're getting a hit.
Right. Okay, so the bubbles are like little gas particles of alcohol.
Yeah.
Which just means you're getting like the liquid alcohol and the gas alcohol. And maybe gas is like, maybe the gas, like your body absorbs it quicker or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. So it says something like, with the presence and the pressure of the bubbles, it absorbs into your bloodstream quicker. So it goes to your brain quicker. So it's supposed to be like first 20 minutes, you feel drunker faster because it's gone quicker, but then it kind of steadies out.
Interesting. Far out. I'm actually a genius. How do I do it? I should have gone to like smart uni.
Yeah, you should have done uni.
I know. I mean,
you do uni now, weapon. But like yeah, you should have done not drama school uni, you know?
Yeah. There you go. All right. Damn. Sticky dates.
Okay. Sticky dates.
Do we usually do sticky dates first before shit we don't understand?
I actually think that we do. Oh. I just thought sorry, we'd guys. Switch it up a okay. bit today.
We've just lost the plot after 2 weeks of not recording. So for sticky dates today, this is actually one that someone tagged us in on TikTok.
And they said sticky date material right here.
Okay.
So we're going to like blind react to the TikTok.
Can you say the guy's name so we can give him some cred?
So it's a Stitch. His username is David Kurt and then 2 Z's on the end. So David Kurtz.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. Here we go.
Unintentional submission.
Girl, how the fuck do you work your phone?
It's because the case is for a different phone.
This girl and we were at her place and it was in the middle of winter time and she had all of the windows open. So it was absolutely freezing in there. And that's just, I guess, the way that she liked it. But we were in the living room. I was sitting on the couch. She was on top. We were messing around. My testicles were so far up my body that it looked like I didn't have any anymore. My other piece just didn't want to work because it was freezing cold. She was having a great time. I was shivering uncontrollably the whole time. We finally end up getting something going, and we start doing the deed. And when I finish, I fart. And I quickly realized that it was not just a fart. More stuff came out. So now, I'm sitting there, freaking out, wondering what I'm supposed to do, because there's a little pile of shit underneath me on their couch. So she gets up, goes to the bathroom to clean up, do whatever. I find a blanket, pull it over me because I was freezing cold and I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to get out of this situation. So as I'm sitting there, the front door opens and her parents and their dog walk through the door. She comes out of the bathroom, goes, "Oh, I didn't know you guys were going to be here so soon." And they look at me sitting on the couch and go, "Oh, hi, who are you?" And I'm like, "Hi. I'm a friend." So now her and her parents and their dog are standing in the room. Well, my dick is out on their couch and I'm sitting in a pile of shit. So what I try to do is I take the blanket and I try to scoot it under my butt and try to like scoop the little poop out with like this. With the blanket, so I can get the shit like in my hand and I can put it somewhere else. as I'm doing that, as I'm trying to slowly stand up and do it so that it's like easier. And all of a sudden the dog comes over, starts sniffing around, finds the little shit stain on the couch, starts sniffing and trying to lick the shit off the couch. So I'm like, no, dog, please get away. So I'm trying to like hold this little shit in my hand and also trying to like get this dog away from eating the shit off the couch. They figured it out. They saw that my dick was out. They saw that there was shit on the couch. I left. Never saw them again. Anyway, hit me up, ladies.
Oh my god. Shit. It just kept going.
Holy shit, literal shit. He would have been so cold that his body was in shock that when he finished, he shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like survival mode.
Yeah, literally.
No, that's not okay. Holy moly. Why are all the windows open in winter? It's a bit bizarre.
I don't know. He goes, I guess that's just how she liked it. Yeah. And you know what? The only upside I can see in that situation is that at least that was kind of like a one-time thing with that girl. Yeah. That you could get out of and never see them again. It's not like it's your boyfriend and you have to like, you never live that down.
That's true. But also as if you'd be like fooling around on the couch in your parents' home where like, you know that, yes, they came home early.
Yes.
But like, you never know with these situations.
Unless they're out of the country.
Yeah.
Even then, why would you want to do it on a couch with all icky germs?
Yeah, no, even if they were at work, I wouldn't.
Mm.
That's, yeah. And now that their couch just, like, permanently has a shit stain. So, that's charming.
Yuck.
Question of the podcast.
Question of the podcast.
Okay, question of the podcast today is, what was our favorite method of sneaking alcohol into Splendor?
Yeah.
We had a few different methods.
We had a few.
Between group members.
We had a main method, which was Ziploc bagging, put the vodka in the Ziploc bags and then put like 3 Ziploc bags over that so it doesn't leak, even though it did leak. Mm-hmm. That's the only downside to that. Because I feel like it worked because we were able to strap it to our body, in our boots, wherever. But it leaked and we lost a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, and I made the mistake too because I got the Ziploc bag. Excuse me. I got the Ziploc bags and then I used strapping tape to tape it to the inside of my jumper. I was wearing like a hoodie thing. And it worked and it didn't leak, but then I left it in the tent because we weren't using it yet, still attached to the jumper, and I think someone must have leant on it and one of them exploded. Oh. And so my whole jumper was covered in vodka. It stunk. So like I appreciated the method and it worked because like you couldn't tell that there was extra padding there, but yeah, not super effective in the means that it exploded and leaked everywhere.
I like the hand sanitizer. So we did little mini hand sanitizers, empty them out, pour vodka in it because hand sanitizers literally smell like vodka anyway.
Yeah.
And if you feel it all the way to the top, then it looks like real hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
The girls who camped near us did micellar water.
That's clever.
Which is clever. Not clever if they search you and they sniff it though.
They smell it, yeah.
Yeah.
I taped 2 flasks to the inside of my legs and wore flares.
Yeah.
That was effective. The only issue was that it ripped off all my fake tan on day one. So I just looked like, but I mean, you're covered in mud and whatever. So like, I didn't really care.
Yeah, true.
But that was effective and it wasn't messy. And I got a lot of drinks out of those 2 flasks.
Yeah.
What did the other girls do? Was there anything different?
I think we all pretty much did Ziploc baggies.
Montana had them stuffed in the front of her jeans. We pulled up and she turns to us and she goes, I'm leaking, I'm leaking. I thought she meant she had a period or something. And I was like, why is she so stressed about this? She's like, I'm leaking, I can't get out of the car, I'm leaking. Because like all the volunteers are around.
Yeah.
But I think security. She was fine. I think she just
fixed it. I said, get in the car and fix yourself up. She goes, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, the Ziploc bags were effective actually. I was a bit worried.
I think they would have been more effective if once we set, so the thing was like, because it was pouring rain, we were like being like animals trying to set shit up. Like, so all of our vodka everywhere that we had on us was getting hit and whatever. If we just got into the festival, then took the Ziploc baggies out, put them in another bag, set up the tent fine, then took them in the tent, it would have been fine. I think it's because we had a bit of a
I agree.
Disaster happen.
Yeah, true. Oh, well, you live and you learn.
Yeah, let us know what ways you guys snuck in alcohol, because they actually banned yogurt pouches this year because everyone does the yogurt pouch thing. Yeah.
Also, if you saw us at Splendor and you came up and said hello, thank you so much. If we took photos, make sure you send them us the to
photos.
Us. But it was so nice to meet a lot of you.
Yeah.
And the people who there were a lot of people who I don't think listened to the actual podcast, but like
came
and said hello.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was really nice. But yeah, we had a lovely time.
We did have a lovely time.
Keen for Lost over New Year's.
Yep.
We
just got to camp better.
Yeah.
More gazebos. More chairs. More trestle tables.
Yeah. We've learnt a lot. So that's good. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you in the next one. Don't forget, podcasts come out at 3 p.m. on Mondays now.
Yes. And don't forget to buy our merch. It's cold these days. You're going to be wanting those warm hoodies.
Absolutely. Follow us on everything, like everything, rate us 5 stars on everything. Remain sexy.
Yeah.
And with that, bye besties and stay sexy. You.
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lou Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics. Let's go.